And every evening she would go under a big tree and pray, and said, Lord, send me a man. Said, because I'm so lonesome without my husband, please send me a man. And one evening when she prayed, an owl was in the tree, and the owl said, "Ooh!" And she looked up and saw me, and she says, "Anybody, my big-eyed God, just so he's a man."
The kind of bird that drills holes in trees is a...
A woodpecker.
Do you know other names for them?
No, I don't think so.
How about a word that's like woodpecker and is often used as an insulting term? Peckerwood.
Peckerwood.
Would you ever use that?
No.
You hear it used?
I hear it from time to time.
Who uses it about whom?
I think older people use it probably a little bit more.
Is this a racial insult?
No, I think I think it's a country term.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to call somebody a peckerwood?
I think it really means that he's a hick.
Okay.
Country bumpkin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You have any other terms for country people like that?
No, I don't think so.
How about cracker?
Cracker is an epithet. It's racial.
Oh.
Except that it has taken on more dignified meaning.
Well, you say it's racial. Who uses it about here?
Blacks, for the most part, use it about whites.
Mm-hmm.
And peck. Now, the term peck was racial.
Okay, but not peckerwood.
Not peckerwood.
Okay.
But peck was not generic. It was a reference to poor whites.
You have another term for poor whites?
No, not really.
Trash?
Trash.
Would you use that or hear that?
No, I wouldn't use it. I mean, I don't use it.
Mm-hmm. But you've heard. Yeah, I know you've heard.
But I don't like them.
How about redneck?
Redneck.
What's a redneck?
A redneck is an epithet for whites. Mm-hmm. But generally for, I think, a country person.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it just blacks who use redneck, or do whites use it too?
No, whites do too.
Okay. Having started our derogatory words, we may as well get that over with. If I find the page. A person of your race is just the usual word.
Is a nigger.
Well, that's the normal word for the race. Isn't
it? For the race would be Negro.
Okay, is nigger.
Or black nigger would be a corruption.
Is nigger derogatory?
It's derogatory.
Is it always?
It's always derogatory.
Do blacks ever use it?
But blacks use it also. But when blacks use it, it's derogatory.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How did you pronounce the name of the race again?
Negro.
Oh, how do you feel about the pronunciation nigger?
It personally does not bother me.
Because this is what I was taught to use as the polite term when I was growing up.
Negro. It's a corruption, actually. Mm-hmm. It was, well, I think that it came about with people really not taking the time to say Negro.
Mm-hmm.
That to happen to me in the cathedral.
What?
Since I've been organist there, I play generally for the Episcopal Church women.
Mm-hmm.
And this very matronly lady came up after a service one Saturday, and she said, "You know, I just had to come up and tell you how beautiful the music." She said, "And I'm really fascinated because I've never heard a Negro play the organ before."
Mm-hmm.
And there were other people around who became embarrassed, but I was not embarrassed. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the fact that this lady came up.
To her, that was obviously the polite word.
It was
a
polite word.
She wasn't trying to be at all.
She wasn't trying to be at all.
Yeah.